by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm glad to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Each and every single day we have a new topic. We begin with the recitation of the Holy Quran, followed by the Naam Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Please do stick with us. We shall begin by listening to the Holy Quran as usual. Please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we must give our full attention to the glorious Quran. And the more intentions we make, the more reward we can gain. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's begin by listening to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
لن يستنكف المسيح ان يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون.
ہرگز مسیح اللہ کا بندہ بننے سے کچھ نفرت نہیں کرتا اور نا مقرب فرشتے.
وَمَن يَسْتَنكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا.
اور جو اللہ کی بندگی سے نفرت اور تکبر کرے تو کوئی دم جاتا ہے کہ وہ ان سب کو اپنی طرف ہانکے گا.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله.
تو وہ جو ایمان لائے اور اچھے کام کیے ان کی مزدوری انہیں بھرپور دے کر اپنے فضل سے انہیں اور زیادہ دے گا.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
اور وہ جنہوں نے نفرت اور تکبر کیا تھا انہیں دردناک سزا دے گا اور اللہ کے سوا نہ اپنا کوئی حمایتی پائیں گے نہ مددگار.
یا ایہا الناس قد جاءکم برہان من ربکم وانزلنا الیکم نورا مبینا.
اے لوگو بے شک تمہارے پاس اللہ کی طرف سے واضح دلیل آئی اور ہم نے تمہاری طرف روشن نور اتارا.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
تو وہ جو اللہ پر ایمان لائے اور اس کی رسی مضبوط تھامی تو ان قریب اللہ انہیں اپنی رحمت اور اپنے فضل میں داخل کرے گا اور انہیں اپنی طرف سیدھی راہ دکھائے گا.
یستفتونک قل اللہ یفتیکم فی الکلالہ.
اے محبوب تم سے فتویٰ پوچھتے ہیں تم فرما دو کہ اللہ تمہیں کلالہ میں فتویٰ دیتا ہے.
ان امرؤ ہلک لیس لہ ولد ولہ ما ترك
اگر کسی مرد کا انتقال ہو جو بے اولاد ہے اور اس کی ایک بہن ہو تو ترکے میں سے اس کی بہن کا آدھا ہے
وَهُوَ يَرِثُهَا إِن لَمْ يَكُن لَهَا وَلَد
اور مرد اپنی بہن کا وارث ہوگا اگر بہن کی اولاد نہ ہو
فَإِن كَانَتَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَك
پھر اگر دو بہنیں ہوں ترکے میں ان کا دو تہائی
وَإِن كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ
اور اگر بھائی بہن ہوں مرد بھی اور عورتیں بھی تو مرد کا حصہ دو عورتوں کے برابر
یبین اللہ لکم ان تضلوا
اللہ تمہارے لیے صاف بیان فرماتا ہے کہ کہیں بہک نہ جاؤ
اللہ بکل شیء علیم
اور اللہ ہر چیز جانتا ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم and viewers of Madani channel it's brilliant to listen to the glorious Quran and especially mashallah you know we have the glorious Quran as long with the translation and speaking about the sarqa this is the remaining money. This is in reference to inheritance issues, my dear viewers. And this is the beauty about our deen. If you were to learn about inheritance, now if you were to learn about the inheritance which our Sharia has fixed for us, that which is stipulated by the Sharia itself, my dear viewers, it is absolutely perfect. Really, you'll be amazed. You would be amazed. You'd be like, wow, just this system, this methodology by which you must go, you know, how it always works out to be perfect, so brilliant. It's never that, oh, no, in this case it's unfair, or in no, it's not. It's honestly, it's to absolute perfection, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties of our religion, one of the many beauties of our religion. Alhamdulillah, it is perfect. Subhanallah, that's not even today's topic. But yes, it is a very, very important issue that we need to know about our own deen. And do not make any judgments until you've, you know, properly looked into it. Speak to your scholars who are aware. Not every scholar is aware of every situation. So there may be some scholars who are not aware of many situations. But alhamdulillah, there are many scholars who are able to deal with such things, my dear viewers. So we should remember that whatever the issue, alhamdulillah, our deen, our religion, whatever our religion teaches about it, this is morally too the best and the most perfect in every single way. Alhamdulillah, azzalala. And I'm proud to say this, alhamdulillah. My dear viewers, you have been listening to the glorious Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Let's move to the Na'al Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds. The most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں لیکن وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے سخاوت والے رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا کہ وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کہ وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا. تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ
تیرا. तेरा
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. We have listened to mashallah the kalam of Ala Hazrat Imam of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Bareilly rahimallahu ta'ala. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبتہا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. Yes, you know, I do know شعر, alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of the channel, beautiful, honestly beautiful. He's expressing his amazement, his astonishment at the level of generosity, the generosity, the kindness, the graciousness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. He's, you know, absolutely astonished. He's like, wow, your generosity, Allahu Akbar. Nahi suntahi nahi mangane wala tera. Whoever asks from you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he never hears the word no. He never hears the word no. Some people say the word no is not in my dictionary. Allahu Akbar. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was asked for anything, Allahu Akbar, he would always give it. He would always give it. And subhanAllah, these are the words of our Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Bareilly rahimahullah ta'ala, expressing his utter bewilderment at the level of kindness, the level of generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we are hearing about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But my dear viewers of Madinah inshallah, what is today's topic? Today we shall be speaking about mannerism, manners, respect. Yes, respect and manners. There is a saying that whoever has attained anything, whatever has been attained, it has not been attained except due to his good manners, due to respect. And if anybody has lost anything, it has not been lost except due to the lack or the loss of respect, the loss of manners, my dear viewers of the channel. Allahu Akbar. And this is beautiful because it's saying that everything evolves around respect, around manners. I would like to inshallah mention a story. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you all know, if you don't, you should know who this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Kaleem Allah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we know the stories of Hazrat Musa, the Fir'aun. We've heard other stories too of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the famous is the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had called him towards the true religion, towards the deen, to believing in the one and only God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Fir'aun, what did he do? He rejected. Fir'aun actually challenged Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, you know, you're showing these signs and I'll bring some magicians and let's see who wins. Many people would perform this magic. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the miracles he was given, it was related to magic. Because every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are given miracles, my dear viewers, and what is a miracle? To prove their prophethood. But every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracles that would be given is in accordance to what relates to the time period, the era, to the people. For example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, now during the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine had developed. It had developed, you know, they were so confident, they claimed they could cure anything. A person who has leprosy, this was one thing which they could not cure. So that Isa alayhi salam, through his miracle, he was able to cure the leper with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so that related, the one of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam related to what? It related to medicine, curing. even bringing the dead back to life with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something which related to medicine. So it would relate to the time of the people. During the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, black magic would be rampant, it would be widespread. Many people would indulge in magic, in such things. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had such a Allahu Akbar, a miracle. Remember, for a prophet it's a miracle, it's not magic. And I'll tell you the difference too, inshallah, azza wa jal. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he was made compete against, who were on the side of Fir'aun, 70,000 magicians. And they came together, 70,000 against one, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes along with his staff. One of the miracles he was given was that if he would throw his staff, then his staff would morph or turn into a huge snake. And description of the snake has been given in, you know, in books, Madhavi. It's just shocking. It's like, wow. But this huge snake is what the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would turn into whenever he would throw his staff. But Madhavi, was the beauty of this story is that when these 70,000 magicians on the side of Fir'aun, they came to prove that their magic was better than what they claimed to be the magic of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not magic, it was reality, it was a miracle. So they thought, you know, we could defeat him. But before, now the competition begins, you can say. But before they throw, they all had stuffs too. They all had ropes or these sort of things, which they would throw and they would turn into snakes. But before they threw, they said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Musa, will you throw first or shall we throw first? You know, will you throw your stuff first? Will you show us your miracle first? Or shall we show you our magic first? They didn't use the word magic or miracle, but will you throw first or shall we throw first? And them asking this question to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was what? This was out of reverence. It was out of respect. So although they were going up against, although they were competing with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, remember it was on the order of Fir'aun. Fir'aun said, if you don't do it, I will crucify you all. But they still showed this respect to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam by asking Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Musa, do you wish to throw first or shall we throw first? So there was that element of respect. There was this element of respect. And these 70,000, you know, it's a huge army, 70,000, they were all magicians though. They all threw their ropes first, they threw their sticks first. And what happened? When they threw their sticks, then it looked like what? The entire place was completely replete or full. It was completely full of snakes. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was, he saw all of these snakes. All of these snakes seemed as if they were making their way towards him. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Musa, do not worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to throw his own stuff. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam became a bit, you know, wary. He sees all of the, imagine seeing all of these snakes in front of you, possibly 70,000 of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, throw your staff. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he throws his staff and it morphs, it really, in reality, it becomes a snake. And as I was saying now, the words I'm using, that of the 70,000 magicians, they looked like they were snakes. Whereas when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, it became a snake. It morphed into a snake. This is the difference, my dear viewers. It is the difference between magic and a miracle. The difference between magic and a miracle in that miracles are reality, they actually take place. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, magic cannot be done on the skies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he split the moon into two. Now, did it just look like that to the people? No. It's not that the people, it was a trick of an eye. No, it really took place. It really did happen. Later, when other people were coming, when caravans came, they testified to this. That yes, we saw an amazing vista, a view, that the moon had split into two. So the miracles, of they are a reality, they actually happen. Whereas when it's magic, it doesn't really happen, but it makes it seem as if it happens. So it looked as if they turned into snakes, but they really did not. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, and it turned into a huge snake, and this snake which it turned into, my dear viewers, was rid of the rest of the snakes. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam takes hold of it, again it becomes a staff. And their ropes do not exist anymore. Their sticks which they had, they no longer have. They no longer have these. Why? Because really in reality, this event took place. Meaning that this snake of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took up all the rest. Now when the magicians, they saw this, they were magicians. They were magicians, they know their magic. When they saw this, it said that they prostrated. They fell down into sajda, prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, Amanna, that we believe in the Rabb of Alameen. We believe in the Lord of all of the worlds. The Rabb of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rabb of the Lord, the God of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the God of all of the worlds. Now scholars say that, look at Fir'aun, look at so many others, look at Abu Jahl, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who saw the moon splitting into two. He saw the upbringing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. They had seen all of these miracles, yet he did not accept Islam. Fir'aun, he himself would feed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He would never eat until Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was there, and then he would feed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up in the house of Fir'aun. Devils of Madan inshallah. But at this time, Fir'aun, he was competing against Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. He knew the truth. He was being stubborn. But these magicians, when they saw the truth, they all fell into prostration. Why is this? The scholars state the reason for this is because they showed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with respect. When they said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, will you throw first or should we throw first? This was an act of respect. Respect to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you show respect, even just this little amount, this is all it was. Are you going to throw first or should we throw first? When you show this respect to a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them all with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them all with iman. And they joined Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and then that's the story of when they left and the sea was split into two, etc., etc. So these 70,000 people, what is it that saved them in the akhirah, saved them in that world, in this world too, but granted them absolute reward in the Akhirah, what was this? Simply they're showing respect to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Many viewers of Madinah Channel, to respect a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, you know, we are Muslims. We understand we must respect each and every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a look at this. It may have even been inadvertent. It may not have even been, you know, something which is on purpose. It may just, maybe they just did it. Allahu A'lam as to why they did it. But they did do it is an important thing. They did show, which were respectful words. And due to this, they were granted Imam. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers. To respect a prophet, now to respect a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute necessary. And remember that the disrespect of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take a person out of the folds of Islam, my dear viewers of the channel. So yes, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We are aashiq. An aashiq means a lover. In aashiqam, aashiqoon, we are lovers of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers. Let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah azza wa jal, we shall come back to speak about this topic. But remember that same saying I did mention, that ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma, وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ الْحُرْمَ أَوْ تَعْظِيمٍ. That whosoever attained anything, he attained it from respect. And look at these people. They attained Iman. Why? They attained it because of their respect to a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabiyullah Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So whosoever attains anything, he's attained it due to the respect they showed. And he who loses anything, loses it due to disrespect which they show, my dear viewers. So this is, Allahu Akbar, a very, very important lesson. My dear viewers on the channel, let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah azza wa jal, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respect the views of Madinah Channel. It's a beautiful saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The one who built a masjid with the intention that Allah عز وجل will be remembered in it. Allah Almighty will build a house for him in paradise. So respect the views of Madinah. If Allah Ta'ala has granted us wealth, if we have enough money that we can build a house of Allah Ta'ala in this dunya, so we should make one masjid in our life, at least one house of Allah Ta'ala. What will happen? InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, a house will be built for us. We make properties in this dunya. We buy houses, mansions. Some people, they want to buy big bungalows. But have you ever thought for a property in Jannah, which is an everlasting place to live, our eternal abode? What preparations we have done for that? Have you made any property there? If not yet, then make intention. And you can contact brothers of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah, because Dawat-e-Islami is constructing 600 masajid a year, approximately. Alhamdulillah. We can help you to build the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, a beautiful reminder there for Azmadivism, and then shall the blessings of building a masjid. Now, this would be a time when many people would be taking out their zakat, many people would be even generally giving charity. Now remember, zakat is something which cannot be given to a masjid, my dear viewers. It needs to be given to a person who is eligible. But it doesn't mean you can't give other charity. Yes, give charity regularly as much as possible towards the masajid, inshallah. And something which is equally as important, possibly more important, is for you to subsidize, for you to pay money towards ulama, scholars. For you to give money towards the scholars, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, towards people becoming scholars, so that people may become scholars, so that they may spread the true teachings of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the true teachings of our deen. It's needed now more than ever. Allahu Akbar, times are difficult. We need scholars, as many scholars as possible, inshallah. And when you do pay towards them, inshallah, you shall gain so much reward, inshallah. Now, as I was saying, my dear viewers, the masajid Dawat Islam is building up approximately 1.5 to 2 masajid a day. And this is on average, I'm referring to. It's not like they're building, you know, a masjid, an entire masjid a day. No, I'm referring to over the year, they're building, over 600 masajid. Over 600 masajid, alhamdulillah, azzurjal. So there are many people who think, yes, a relative of mine has passed away, or even that may be, you know, something else you wish to do, something in the name of the person who has passed away, in the name of the deceased. And you can and you should do such things, inshallah, azzurjal. Their name shall remain alive, and they shall gain constant reward too, inshallah, azzurjal. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic, we're speaking about manners. By manners, what I'm referring to today is respect. We've spoken about, you know, manners in other terms, but respect, showing good manners, respecting one another, and how this can really change a person's destiny. Yes, we mentioned about those 70,000, but we even have it from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. We have so many, alhamdulillah, examples. So many beautiful examples. I'm thinking, what's an example? One example, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and many of us would have heard this as children. I remember as a child, I heard this too, that there was once a man, he was walking in the street, he sees a paper on the floor, and he sees that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was written on that paper. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He sees that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is written on the paper. Now this person, what does he do? He picks this paper up, he takes it, he cleans the paper, whatever parchment, whatever material it was, he gives it a clean, my dear viewers, he places some sort of order on it, and then he places it at a high place in his home. Now, do you know who this person was? Well, initially who he was? Initially, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this person was a drunkard. A person who would always be drinking, his circle, the people around him, were those people who would be drinking alcohol. Yes, this is the type of person he was. What happened was when he did this, another person has a dream that go to such and such person, go to such and such person, and tell him, you know, that he shall be given reward for what he has done. This person is going and searching, he's searching for this individual. And when he discovers this person, he realizes this person is a drunkard. This person is still drinking. This is, you know, this is what he's doing. Even right now, he's drunk. What good is it going to this person? He goes back home. Again, he finds out. Again, he goes. Again, he goes, my dear viewers. And he sees this person is drunk again. And he says to the people, where is such? They say, oh, he's you know, at this place. He says, go call them. Or go call him. I have a message for him. A person goes to this person. And he says, that this is a message for you. He says, what's the message? You know, just tell me the message. Why am I going to go there? He comes back and says, tell him what is the message. Or who is the message from? He says, the message is from Allah. That person goes back and tells him. He says that this message is from Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person, he's known as Bishr Hafi. He said with his
feet bare, with his feet being bare, he comes and he rushes, he comes towards that person. And this completely changes his life. This completely changes his life. He's known right now as Bishr Hafi. Everybody respects and honors him. They say, Hazrat Bishr Hafi, rahmahullahu ta'ala, he's amongst the greatest of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is he not? Hafi means a person who is barefoot. A person who is barefoot. That, you know, he had such fear out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he developed, that he would never wear shoes. And he said that as long as he remained alive, the animals, they would never defecate, as a path where he may walk, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This was the rank he attained. He attained wilaya due to the respect of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn from these lessons? Again, it comes back to the same quote which I mentioned again and again and again. That وَمَا وَصَلَ مَنْ وَصَلَ إِلَّا بِالْحُرْمَةِ That whosoever attains anything, he attains it due to respect. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we need to understand. Many of us think, I wish to attain success. I wish to be successful. I wish to do such and such thing. How can we gain success? These people, they truly gain success. How is it they gain success? Due to their respect. Which things do we need to respect? Inshallah, these things we shall hear more about. Let us go to our daily hadith sharif, inshallah, and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will listen to a hadith which is related to repentance. We should repent every day because we do not know which time we have to go from this world. That is why the greatest and the noblest Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم stated, a very small hadith but has vast meaning. Guilt is repentance. In fact, sometimes guilty feelings about sins produces such amazing results that are not produced even by the greatest act of worship. This does not also mean that one should not perform worship. All this actually depends upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. At times, guilty feelings and sometimes worship leads to salvation. Dear viewers of Madani's channel, this shows that we should not miss any good deed, considering it to be small. Who knows, the very same small-looking good deed gets accepted in the divine court of Allah, bringing success to our worldly life as well as to our afterlife. I request the viewers of Madani channel to join this fragrant environment of Dawat Islami and repent every day from our sins so that Allah Azza wa Jal may grant us success in this worldly life and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Reviews of the channel, that was the daily hadith sharif, mashallah azza wa jal. Now we were speaking about mannerism or respect, my dear viewers. Good manners. This is what respect is, by the way, is via your good manners, you are showing respect to others. And as I said, this really changes lives. It changes a person's destiny. Just being kind, being nice towards others. And how is it? And we're speaking about success, my dear viewers of the channel. If you were to ask some people who were truly honest, who are truly honest, they will say that I have this due to the du'as of my parents. Many people would say that I have this due to the du'as, due to the prayers of my parents. Allahu Akbar, respecting others, you wish to gain success, I would say respect your parents. Honestly, respect your mother, respect your father. Honor your mother, honor your father. Because in doing so, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, you may have many things, many obstacles in your life. You may find many obstacles in your life. Allahu Akbar, somebody I was recently speaking to, you know, that person says, you know, whatever I have attained is because of my mother. This is what this person says. Whatever I have attained is because of my mother. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that have parents who are alive, for those of you that have parents who are alive, respect your parents, make the most of your parents. And I'll tell you immediately that you would never truly understand the greatness of your parents, not until your parents leave this world. And only a person whose parents have actually left the world can truly understand how it is to not have the parents there. Whenever sometimes you wish to share something with somebody, and it's such a thing which you can only share with some people. You know, many times it's only your mother. There are some things you can only share with your mother. And you wish to just go home and just call out to mother. Now, there are many people who cannot say mother no more. They've nobody to call out to, calling mother. There's nobody there for them. Calling out father, they may not have somebody there for them. Whilst they have somebody there, you can say mother, father. You know, you will get a reply too. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you must make the most of this. And as I was saying, that respecting your mother, respecting your father, this Allahu Akbar is mentioned about one great person who is young. His mother asks him for some water. Go bring some water. He goes to bring some water. It is a really cold night. When he comes back, he sees that his mother is sleeping. He sees that his mother is sleeping. So what would we do? You know, what does any person do? Let's just put it at the other side. Maybe if she wakes up, she'll be able to take it. Or maybe let's just take it back down. She's fallen asleep now. It's okay. She could have some water in the morning. Then really, I'm just thinking, what would I have done? You need to ask, what would you have done? If I think, you know, they're sleeping, let's not wake them up. You know, we have that respect. Let's not wake them up. You think, oh, it's okay, I'll just leave it at the side for them. This is generally what I possibly may have done, my dear viewers. But what does this person do? What does this person do? He says, my mother has asked me for water. I will not leave until I've given my mother the water. Some people, you may be thinking, well, he actually woke her up. No, he did not wake her up either. He waits for her. He continued to wait for her. He continued to wait for her. His mother was sleeping. It was a cold night. His hand, by which he was grasping, he had held, he was holding the glass. Some trickles of water, which went towards, you know, sometimes we have, as we're placing water in, you know, we have find that there's some water on the outside of the glass too. Extremely small, you can say trickles of water, trickling down, and these touch against your fingers and it's quite cold. This night was so cold that water freezes. That water which is on the outside, now generally water has a very, very high boiling or freezing point, you know, 100 degrees. But if it was, you know, it's a very high boiling or freezing point. Otherwise, you know, very easily the entire sea would become frozen. No. If something does become frozen, it's only the top layer. So the outside of it, the temperature was so cold that it became very, very cold. Allahu Akbar, it became frozen. And it froze. It was touching his skin, his hand, and the glass. So now when it froze, his hand was stuck to the glass. His hand was stuck. Imagine your hand frozen and stuck to something. But due to the intense cold, this ice is your skin, you can't remove it. If you, on Wednesday he removes it, you know, his mother sees. As he removes it, his skin comes off to give it to his mother. Allahu Akbar. This was his respect for his mother. My mother asked me for something, I'm going to do it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for all those, whether you're young or old, you know, we have many people who, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, you know, your mother's even longer life, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. My dear viewers, we find us, mashallah, some people may be 60, 70 years old, and even, mashallah, they have their mother alive. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah, we find this, alhamdulillah. But I would say, it doesn't matter what your age is, your mother is always your mother. Whether you are young, you are a child, and sometimes we think, oh no, no, that's it, now I'm 10 years old. I don't have to speak to my mother the way I used to. Now I'm big. And then when they get to 15 or 20, they think, now I'm big. And sometimes they even think, you know, I'm an old person myself. It doesn't matter what your age is. Your mother, your parents overall, your parents are your parents. It doesn't matter how high of a rank you attain. You must still respect them. You must still respect them. And Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers on the channel, you know, success. True success. What is true success? True success is paradise. The attainment of paradise. True success lies at the feet of your mother. Paradise lies at the feet of your mother, my dear viewers on the channel. Paradise is the ultimate objective. It is the ultimate abode of the successful people. If you wish to gain success, my dear viewers, the doorway is the feet of your mother. Allahu Akbar. So I'd say to you, all those who, mashallah, they have their parents, please respect, please honor your parents. If you wish for any change, for I'm talking about true respect really, because if you've attained success, it is by means, by the du'as of your parents. If you have lost something, if you are living in, you know, the life, the state, your condition, if it's really bad, you need to ask yourself, how am I treating my parents? This is a question we must ask, my dear viewers. So as we said, you know, there's a few things which when it comes to respect, you know, we must respect all sorts of people. But when we mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we are speaking, and this is something in fact really, really important, which has just come to mind. That many a times, we mention people's names. For example, if we mention the name of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, then we need to recite Durood Sharif. If we mention the name Muhammad, we need to recite sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We need to recite things like this. We need to add titles before mentioning their names. Some people will just say Abu Bakr. No, we say with respect. We say Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, and we should say radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We say Hazrat Umar Farooq. We use the word Hazrat. This is a term of respect. We say Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We say Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman Ghani. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So these words we should say Hazrat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is respect, honestly. And a person who does not respect the companions, remember, the companions are the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explicitly told us within the glorious Quran that He is pleased with them. And it even says, وَرُضُوعًا, and that they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to mention this? Subhanallah, this shows the great status, my dear viewers, of such people. So as Allah just, you know, such people, honestly, it's very bad, very sad to hear that people refer to the companions of Rasulullah just by the names. Khalid, no, Hazrat Khalid. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a manner we should use such names with respect. Hazrat Abu Sufyan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All of these names. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, etc., etc. Remember all of the companions, every single companion. It doesn't matter which companion it is. Every single one is deserving of respect. Every single one is better than you, better than our parents, better than the other awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, better than a person who has spent his entire life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if that companion was only alive for one day before he accepted Islam. Yes, my dear viewers, it doesn't matter if he's a companion, he's amongst the greatest of people. Every single companion, even the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must mention their names with respect. We need to. This is something we lack sometimes. No. Whenever you mention such people, mention the name, mention it with respect, mention it with love, and also after say, radiallahu an, or rahmahullahu ta'ala, if it's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. My dear viewers, please do adopt these things. Let's, we do have a kids package. Let's watch that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Wa bablu bhai, masha Allah, aapne popcorn kha kar to jaan aa gayi hai.
Ha ha, ye dekho.
Lekin taaqat kha kar nahi hai bablu bhai mein.
To ho jaye muqabla.
Ha ha, ho jaye.
Numan bhai, ye popcorn pakadna.
बबलू भाई अब अपना हाथ दिखाइए अब ये हाथ चुरा कर दिखाइए ये क्या हो रहा है नुमान भाई
गुलाम रसूल भाई फैजान भाई और बबलू भाई आपस में ताकत का मुकाबला कर रहे थे और फैजान भाई ने बबलू भाई का हाथ छोड़ दिया और बबलू भाई गिर गए
फैजान भाई कितनी बुरी बात है ये फैजान भाई आपने एक मुसलमान भाई को तकलीफ पहुंचाई हदीस शरीफ का मफहूम है मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान और हाथ से दूसरा मुसलमान महफूज रहे गुलाम रसूल भाई इंशाअल्लाह आइंदा मैं कभी किसी को तकलीफ नहीं पहुंचाऊंगा और बबलू भाई अगर हमारे पास ताकत हो भी तो जरूरी तो नहीं कि हम सबको बताएं कि हम ताकतवर हैं
गुलाम रसूल भाई मुझसे भी गलती हुई है मैं आइंदा ऐसा नहीं करूंगा
बच्चों का मदनी चैनल आ गया बच्चों का आ गया आ गया
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ريفيوز هم ذا تشيلز كيدز especially الله اكبر I hope you did enjoy that I know I did subhanallah this also and this is the beauty mashallah of Dawat Islami that yes we try to cater for you know all people but it's not just to you know keep them entertained no It's to teach them a lesson, to teach about the deen. Because this is the most important thing. We must always teach about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must share and spread the religion of Islam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. And that was, mashallah, one perfect example. Allahu Akbar. Don't harm another person. Those two individuals, I think, was Faizan and Bablu. I love the name Bablu. Allahu Akbar. Lesson to be learned was that do not harm another person. Again, be kind to others, treat others well. Inshallah, you know, whatever goes around, comes around is quite a famous saying. Whatever goes around, comes around. Today you're going to harm somebody else, tomorrow, it's, you know, it could happen to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic, speaking about, you know, simple respect, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's one other issue I would like to quickly mention, inshallah, and what is this? That within the glorious Quran, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. And do not make the calling, the actual translation written here is, do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble Rasul equal to your calling of one another. So similar to what I mentioned previously, that when you mention the names of the companions, you don't just say, oh, Khalid, this is how you would, you know, call your friend Khalid. You'd be like, oh, Khalid, this is your friend Zayd. You'd be like, Zayd. So when you are speaking about the companions, you do not use such language. And similarly, my dear viewers of Madani channel, and more importantly, that when you are calling upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you do not call upon him by his name. You do not call upon him by Muhammad. You don't say, Ya Muhammad. Now, this is a very important lesson. You should say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabiyullah, Ya Khataman Nabiyyin. Such titles which were given in the glorious Quran. He is the Rasul, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final. And subhanAllah, this is granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There has to be one. And it's granted to the greatest of them all. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final, the seal of prophethood. Allahu Akbar. It's impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger coming after him. Why? Because we have been told in the glorious Quran that he is the Khatim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, one more thing before we do finish, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have a fun promo. Let's take a look at that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
It's da'wat-e-islami, it's the right to rectify the people, it's all over the world. It's da'wat-e-islami, it's the right to rectify the people.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, look at all this beautiful greenery around me.
Fragrance of the love of the Prophet, it's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love.
Beautiful green leaves die and turn into this. One day, we will also pass away. After our death, our sadqat will help us. Dawat-e-Islami is an international, non-political organization operating all over the world in more than 100 departments. These departments require millions of rupees to operate. Contribute in the path of Allah Almighty by giving your zakat and sadqat to Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel, sort code 309773, account number 4363450, IBAN GB67LOYD30977346340, BIC LOYD GB21087.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if you're on the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azzajal. We are coming towards the end, but please do remember that whilst you are giving charity, or wherever you think you wish to give charity, either way, give it to Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, Azzajal, Dawat-e-Islami can use it in those places where you wish. If you wish to give it towards a masjid, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is building so many masajid. If you wish to give it towards, you know, building a well, Alhamdulillah, you know, like every other day, every day nearly, Alhamdulillah, in many places, Dawat Islami is also building wells. But it's not only building wells, they'll also give them teachers, they'll build schools too. Yes, to teach others, and they'll be giving them people of wages too, those who are teaching there. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Dawat Islami is doing work on nearly every platform you can say. Dawat Islami, mashallah, is doing so much work. Please do give your charity towards Dawat-e-Islami to make the most of your charity. Please do not forget that also many people would be needing to give their zakat. So if you need to give your zakat too, do not delay. This is one thing about zakat. Many people think, yes, I'm going to give my zakat in the month of Ramadan. If you had to give it earlier, then you shouldn't wait for the month of Ramadan. If you need to give your zakat after the month of Ramadan, yes, then you can give it early. But when you do give your zakat, again, please do give it towards Dawat Islami. And you will be, you know, you do not need to worry. You can be completely assured that your zakat will only go to such people who are eligible to take zakat. My dear viewers, I'm going to continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam in abundance. Continue to recite salawat. Continue to watch Madani Channel 2. We shall be returning with another topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will